universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I am not a revengeful person, but I do snicker and laugh when the tables are turned and it seems like it's an evened up, which means, simply, I won't go after someone to go, ha, I got you. But when I see circumstances happen such that another person has the same thing happen to them as it did to me, I will laugh and I will chuckle. And in a funny way, that's exactly what happened this past week. You may remember in episode 174, it was called Sneaking Up on a Blind Person. And I mentioned how my daughter, Meg, had snuck up on me and so surprised me when I didn't even know she was there. Well, this past week, it happened to her. And so I got to chuckle because the tables were turned. In the mornings and at night, I get the three dog bowls, fill them with food. I put Nelson's in the kitchen, Coco's in the kitchen. And then I take our little Shih Tzu's bowl of food, and I go to the bedroom, which is right off of our kitchen, and put it there. We found she, being very shy and timid, won't eat in front of the other two dogs. She'll just watch them, and I guess it's just that pecking order of dogs. Well, and she's rather timid and shy also. And if either of the two dogs came over to her food, she would just walk away. She's rather afraid. So we take her to a different room. And whenever I go to that other room, she just follows me and I say, come, food. And she comes and I usually have to pet her for a little bit, play with her. And then I tap the food bowl and she eats and I shut the door behind me so that she's in there alone. Well, also, I should add, lastly, our bedroom has the curtains drawn most of the time because my wife likes to sleep in the dark, and she doesn't like the light waking her early in the mornings, not until the alarm and she has to get up. So I turn on the light when I take Blaze's food in and set it down. Well, the other day, I got the food, and I said, Blaze, come. And I walked into the bedroom and turned on the light. And Meg, I didn't realize this, well, she had gotten up earlier. This is in the morning. And then she went and laid down on my bed. And she was dozing away. So when I came in and I turned on the light, ah! She was so shocked and screamed out. And then, oh, it's only you, Dad. I just laughed and laughed, mostly inside. I didn't want to laugh really at her, although she knew I did a little bit. I just thought it was funny because she, who snuck up on me because she could see me coming, she got it because she was sleeping and I turned on the light. Well, there was a Bible verse just a couple weeks ago in church, and I had been thinking about this, thinking, how can I relate this? And so when this episode happened, I thought, this is kind of it. Let me share the Bible verse, and then I'll share how it relates to us also. Not just people who are blind, but anybody. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 4 and 6. I'm skipping verse 5. I'll explain why in a little bit. Verse 4 says, the God of this age, meaning the devil, has blinded the eyes of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, which is the image of God. Now, I am skipping verse 5, and I'll explain why in a minute. Now, verse 6. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So, in verse 4, we have the verse saying that the devil, the god of this age, blinding the eyes of unbelievers. That's why when sometimes the gospel is shared, the good news of Jesus, people go, I don't believe it. Amazingly, though, God shines his light into our hearts. The very God who said, let light shine out of darkness, that's a reference to creation, come back to that in a second, shines in our hearts so that we might see the glory of God, and that glory of God is found in the knowledge of Jesus, who is the very image of God, because he is God. God the Father, the creator of the world, isn't going to let the devil, the god of this age, have complete control and take away all from salvation. And so God shines deep into our hearts. And just like I turned on the light in the room and woke Magma, so God shines in our hearts so that we might see and go, oh, it is Jesus who is the Savior of the world. He is God. He does love me. He isn't angry. He's not mean and punishing me. In fact, his death was my death. And then we start to see more clearly what he's doing. Our God loves us that much. Now jump to creation. In the beginning, there was, it says, the heavens and the earth. And it was without form, and it was void, meaning no form and shape. And then God said, let light shine out of darkness. And so he made the light in the midst of this and brought form and shape. Actually, in day two is when he started to bring form to the earth. He separated the waters from above and below. He made the sky and the earth and the waters. Day three, then he separated the water, brought out land from the waters. Interestingly, day four, God made more light. More light than just the general light. He put the light up in the skies, the stars, the sun, and the moon, so that then things can grow, because we need light in order to grow. Now, on day three, when he made land, he brought vegetation, but that's not breathing stuff. It's growth, yes, but not breathing. That's what he did on day five with the animals, and then day six, man, as well as the other beasts of the earth. That's what God does with us. He brings light into our life, so we start to believe, and then we grow. And our whole life long is a process, really, of days of creation as we continue to grow. And then later in life, oh, now I get what God's doing. That's like on day four when he brings more light. Yeah. Because there's so often when I know what I was raised in a Christian family. I was baptized at just a month old. Actually 2 months old. And I didn't know much about God, but I went to Sunday school, and my faith in tells me that God started that at baptism. Even if you don't want to hold to that, somewhere along the way I started saying, yes, I believe in you, Jesus, as my Savior. I have no idea when. But then when I was about 14, as I was in confirmation and learning more about Jesus, it's like, oh, I get it. Yeah. Oh, my. And now more growth comes, and I produce fruit that reflects that. So is our life. God starts shining in our lives so that we might have light. And it's a shock at first, especially if you're older in life and have that shock. But then he brings growth. By the way, here's a tidbit mentioning creation, creating the sun and the moon. Did you know, even though, and if you did see, you remember seeing the moon at night, and it can be really bright. Actually, the moon has no light of its own. All the moon does is take the light of the sun that comes to it and bounces it down onto the earth so that we see the sun actually in the middle of the night reflecting off of the moon. And that's why Jesus said, let your works good works be seen, so that they might see your Father in heaven and glorify him. That's Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Through our good works, God is reflected, and that light shines into the lives of people. Because often they say, why are you doing this good thing? And we can say, well, God loves me, I love you. And it's really not us that they're seeing, but Jesus, our God. So, this last week when Meg was so shocked and surprised, I thought, oh, isn't that fun? The tables are turned. How can I use this to share this? And with this verse coming in mind of 2 Corinthians 4, 6, which again says, for God said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. That light that shines in our hearts deep is Jesus. By the way, whenever I hear the word face, especially to a Jew today or way back then, they think of one thing, and that is the benediction that was given through Aaron. That's why we call it the Aaronic blessing. I'll close with that. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and that's just another way of saying his face, and give you peace. Shall we pray? Thanks, Jesus, for shining into our hearts. And may we reflect that light to others that it may shine to others. And Lord, sometimes when you shine into our lives, you're a shock to us. That's usually when you show us our sin and our faults. Forgive us and strengthen us. And then let growth come. Even as growth during the days of creation came, new and special as you created it, may that happen in our lives too. Thank you, Lord, for shining in our lives. In your name we ask it. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.